I'm Alex Riddell with the Wide World of Sports Update. Australians Adam Scott and Jason Day face an early start to day two after their weather delayed opening rounds at the Masters in Augusta. Graeme Agars is at Augusta.
The two Aussies drew the short straw after a 2.5 hour weather delay cut short the first day's play. Day at even and Scott at plus one will join the likes of Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka in a marathon second day's play. Cameron Davis is the best Aussie at 3 under after a 69 that puts him 4 behind the leader, Bryson DeChambeau. Cameron Smith is the only other Aussie under par at 1 under after a 71. In Augusta, Graham Agars, 9 News.
To AFL, North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson says fans should be directing their frustrations towards him and not President Sonia Hood. The club's president has been forced to delete her Twitter account due to online abuse regarding how the team is performing. Clarkson says criticism should be directed at the football department, not the administration.
I'm in charge of our footy program. Toddy Viney gives me a fair chop out. So together, you want to point the finger, point it at us. Hopefully our supporters can see enough of where we're going. But it's just going to take a little bit of time. It's a tough competition.
Meantime, Roos defender Callan Dawson is in doubt for their match against Geelong at GMHBA on Sunday after rolling his ankle at training this morning. While Richmond midfielder Tim Taranto is set for an extended stint on the sidelines after injuring his wrist at training today. Taranto will have surgery to repair the fractured radius. Carlton coach Michael Voss is confident his side can get better when the Blues shoot for 5 straight wins to begin the season against Adelaide tomorrow. Sam Walsh returns for the first game of the season, having overcome a back injury. Voss says with 7 of their past 8 wins coming by 10 points or less, they're always learning.
You know, I spoke to the group afterwards and talked about trust, and, you know, it's a hard thing to establish. You know, and so when you sort of get in those moments and guys are able to just, you know, simplify what they have to do and they can just focus on getting their job done and they don't have to worry about the guy beside them because he's getting his job done, it takes a long time to get to that moment.
The pressure mounting on Jason Demetriou seems to be weighing on the Rabbitohs coach's mind. With his job in doubt, what could be his final pre-match press conference at the helm has lasted just 27 seconds. He took just 4 questions before walking off.
The new blokes coming in, you know, Jai Gray, Ty Munro, David Mowali back. I'm excited by the energy they've brought.
In terms of you personally, though?
I'm really looking forward to the performance. Can't wait. Energy through the roof. Looking forward to it.
Do you believe you're coaching for your job on Saturday?
I believe I'm coaching for a great performance this week, and that's what we'll get. Thank you.
Broncos back rower Jordan Rickey has been deemed fit to play against the Dolphins tonight after overcoming an ankle injury. He was injured at training earlier this week, putting him in doubt for the Battle of Brisbane. Coach Kevin Walters knocked back concerns Rickey was still displaying signs of injury.
We take players' injuries very seriously, and if they're not fit to play, they don't play. So he's obviously fit to play, and our medical people are confident that he can get through the game, so he's out there.
Alex de Minaur has become the first Australian in 25 years to reach the quarterfinals of the Monte Carlo Masters. He's defeated Alexei Popyrin at 6-3, 6-4. De Minaur will now face Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinal. And the Margaret River Pro is on hold today and tomorrow due to small surf. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.